This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
You may find it harder to get a mortgage in this new year. New rules are strict, an effort by the government to make the housing market safer. My colleague Carmen Wong-Ulrich, host of our program Marketplace Money, has been tracking these new mortgage rules. Carmen, good to see you.
Hello, David. Thanks for having me.
So what's changing here in 2014 when you go to borrow for a house?
There are quite a few changes, and most of these implemented by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and a lot of it is to protect consumers. So, for example, now in terms of mortgages that you can get backed by the FHA, they cannot have any of these interest-only risky mortgages. Those loan options don't exist. Your debt load cannot exceed 43% of your gross monthly income. Now, lenders can make exceptions to that one, but there's also some transparency rules. Just as with credit cards, now lenders have to really spell out your mortgage loud and clear.
Now, if you're sitting there thinking, ooh, this sounds onerous, let's just recall some of the problems rules like this are meant to fix. Remember what it was like before the Great Collapse? It was
the
Wild West, right?
Yes, it was the Wild West. You know, a lot of this had to do also with loosening federally backed mortgages that only require 3.5% down. And also in the past, you could have no income verification loans. With the new changes, this really is all about making sure that you actually have the money to keep the house.
But you mentioned this. A lot of money down when you want to buy a house these days.
20% if you have a jumbo. That's another big change here. So that means if you're in that small window, especially if you're in an urban area where your homes are expensive, man, it's a big difference to go from 3.5% down to 20% down. But it actually can be a difference that can protect you in the long run.
Now, many people, by choice or not, ended up in this economy being self-employed. What do these new rules for mortgages mean for them?
Here's the thing. If you are self-employed, these rules put into place actually are even more strident. So it's even going to be a bit harder for folks who are self-employed. And let's not forget that we are becoming a freelance economy. So things I feel down the road are going to have to adjust to that fact. But it is going to be hard to get that mortgage.
Personal finance expert Carmen Wong-Ulrich is host of our show Marketplace Money. She tweets at Live Money. Carmen, thank you.
Thanks, David.